Hello again, it's Deacon Dan, and today is Thursday, the ninth day of April. It is Holy Thursday, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in a moment. Some of the news of the day, officials in New York City are removing the basketball hoops from public basketball courts, just to make sure that people are not getting together to play, which could lead to the spread of the coronavirus. The city had tried simply ordering the courts closed, but that wasn't working. Now about half of the rims have been removed from basketball courts around New York City, and they'll stay removed until officials believe the danger is gone. A restaurant franchise named Steak and Shake is giving out free French fries. If you go to the drive-thru and ask for free fries, they'll give you some. No purchase necessary. No questions asked. The free fries promotion is part of the restaurant chain's hashtag We're All Essential campaign, which is Steak and Shake's way of thanking every single American who continues to play their part in restoring America. Restoring America to its normal level of obesity, I think. I don't know. The people behind the famous Wimbledon tennis tournament say that they bought pandemic insurance. Every year, for the last 17 years, the All England Lawn Tennis Club, which runs Wimbledon, buys that pandemic insurance. This year, they paid $2 million for a policy that will now pay them $141 million to cover their losses after being forced to cancel the 2020 tournament. Waffle House is now selling its waffle mix online so that you can enjoy official Waffle House waffles while quarantined at home. The Waffle House waffle mix boxes contain three bags and are priced at $20 for the package. Each bag contains enough batter for about 5 to 6 waffles. Tyler Perry reportedly bought groceries for older shoppers at 73 grocery stores across Atlanta and New Orleans. A source confirmed that he wanted to do something special to provide immediate relief for some of the most vulnerable in the two cities he considers home. Perry picked 44 Kroger stores in Atlanta and 29 Winn-Dixie stores in New Orleans. As a number of chains are doing, the two retailers reserved special hours for elderly shoppers, and Perry targeted the stores during that time and paid everybody's grocery bill. Well, we now know that our challenge to stay at home and maintain a certain degree of isolation will last at least until May 4th, by order of the governor. May the 4th. Speaking of May the 4th, be with you. I have a copy of the latest Star Wars movie right here at home. It was given to me last weekend, but I haven't watched it yet because I'm trying to be more intentional about observing Holy Week with some self-denial of certain things anyway. And so I did see this movie in the theater last year, but I'm looking forward to watching it again at home. I have toyed around with the idea, you know, of binge watching all the different Star Wars movies over a period of time. But I can't imagine being able to find the time for that, even in quarantine. I work from home, and so I keep pretty busy during the day. Evenings I try to reserve for family time. And frankly, I'm the only person in the house who's going to be interested in watching any Star Wars movie, much less all of them. And so maybe next week I'll get to see the latest version again. Well, finally, today is Holy Thursday, and I hope you're finding ways to set this day and the next several apart from the others during the week. We'll be streaming Mass live at 7 o'clock tonight. Now, we can't record and play it back at a later time. We can't do that. So you'll need to be present in real time to watch the stream. Present in real time. By the way, those words present and real are the topic of my homily tonight. Not in the sense that we usually use the words real presence, though. Rather, what is the real world and are you present in it? What is the real world and are you present in it? That's what we'll be talking about in the homily tonight. So let's end with a prayer. Dear Lord, as we enter into this sacred triduum, the 3 days, we remember tonight your Last Supper, your call for us to serve one another in love and humility, your agony in the garden, and your arrest. Help us, Lord, to better imitate your charity in both body and spirit. We ask this in your holy name, Lord Jesus. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.